Titus chapter 2. But you speak the things which are becoming of sound teaching, that the elder men be sober, dependable, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The elder women likewise, that they behave as becomes holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers of their homes, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God not be blasphemed. Young men likewise encouraged to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself an example of good works, in teaching, showing yourself incorruptible, dependable, sincere, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he who is contrary may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Encourage servants to be obedient to their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not back talking, not stealing, but showing themselves trustworthy, that they may adorn the teaching of God our Savior in all things. Because the grace of God which brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all sin and purify to himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and encourage and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you.